Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Glad you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is the 17th of October, and a few minutes after 6 a.m., if you're listening to the podcast, we appreciate you downloading that. You can go just wherever you download your podcasts, or you can go to our website or the Odyssey app to get that. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Rumble. We're live on Facebook and X this morning, so you can tune in and watch the show live there. However, it is easiest for you. We're getting lots of comments on all of those different sites this morning. So thanks to those of you who are tuning in, and we do appreciate that. We got lots of good stuff for you. Coming up, we're going to talk more about Election Day. The voter guide is out. You know, it's up on 971talk.com. I've had people, reaching out and saying, how can I get my hands on that? Well, I don't know if I can make it any easier. All you have to do is go on your phone or on your computer to 971talk.com, and it's the first thing you'll see up there. It's got a blue and white banner on it, and you click on it, and you can print it. You can take it with you to the ballot box, and you can vote however you see fit. But the purpose of it is to explain these amendments. I'm telling you how I'll vote on them and what my opinion is on these amendments, and then you can make your own decision. Hopefully you do the right thing.
It's funny because I filled out my sample ballot from the primary and I brought it with me to vote, and nothing stops you from being able to do that this time around for the general election. But it's funny how I felt like I was like back in high school cheating on a test or something like that, you know, like having my cheat sheet. But obviously, yeah. Again, you can absolutely do that. But felt kind of funny doing that.
You have to, because it's a long, long ballot. And a little later, we're going to talk more about that minimum wage increase. We're going to talk to David Stokes from the Show Me Institute. He's the director of municipal policy over there. And I received something interesting in the mail today. If you're in the sound of my voice, and obviously this would mainly affect people over here in Missouri, Are you a customer of Missouri American Water? Just out of interest. If you are a customer of Missouri American Water, there was a notice of a public hearing. You know, these things often get sent to your house and you toss them in the garbage. Don't toss this one in the garbage, because they're going to have a hearing on this at the state, and they're going to get it rubber stamped. But just so you know, they're trying to jack your water rates up by 35%. A 35% rate increase for Missouri American Water. They got a public hearing coming up. We're going to talk to David Stokes about that as well, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Shannon Bream a little later with her thoughts on the Bret Baier interview with Kamala yesterday, because we've all got our opinion on how that went. So we will get to all that and more for you right after we get to our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Yeah. come on. What's the answer? Well, Donald Trump. Well, Joe Biden is sharp, but he's still in control. There's nobody in America who believes that. Nobody.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you.
Yeah. Hello. But Donald Trump's been running for 10 years. That was her answer.
And I'm a bit disappointed that what I saw, and this is not to disparage Bret Baier, you know, he was a little bit dismissive.
That was Sonny Hostin. There's not much that's sunny or joyful over at MSNBC, but Sonny Hostin is on there, and her opinion was Bret Baier was dismissive of her when she talked about how dangerous Donald Trump was.
should note, we did not find a single person who audibly would tell us that they voted for Kamala Harris. These were Trump supporters getting out to vote early in the all-important Mojave County.
Yeah, the early voting is underway and around the country, right? And there was a lot of early voting going on in Georgia. Of course, CNN, MSNBC, and that's good news for Democrats. But they desperately want you to believe that, right? But what they did is they ran out to interview people who were voting early in person. It's already underway in some of those states. And that was in Arizona, the soundbite you heard from there. So in Arizona, the MSNBC went out to a polling place to talk to people who went to vote in person and vote early. And the reporter really didn't quite know how to break this to the anchor, but what he found was not good news for their point of view on this whole election. Go ahead and play Cut 13, Carl, please.
And I should note, we did not find a single person who audibly would tell us that they voted for Kamala Harris. These were Trump supporters getting out to vote early in the all-important Mojave County. Take a listen to some of our conversations.
Well, the difference is going to be that everybody's coming out early, and everybody that we talked to has made a special effort this year to vote, and it's, you can see it here in the parking lot. You know, this library's usually got 5 cars in it. A ton of cars in it now.
Said you voted early for the first time.
For the first time.
Why did you vote early this year?
Honestly, because Donald Trump told me to.
What a good answer.
He keeps saying it, and I've been thinking about it, and so here I am.
We met one man who did not vote in 2020, but he said he was horrified by the state of the country, so he is voting here in 2024. We met 3 other voters, one that moved from California, one that moved from Oregon, blue states, who said that they moved here and were eager to vote. So it's those types of voters that not only Republicans are watching come to the polls, but also Democrats have a close eye, understanding that they need to really win the Maricopa County area to make up for any potential juicing of turnout here among the MAGA faithful in places like Mojave County.
Juicing. If the Republicans get early turnout in any election, it's juicing. But if the Democrats do it, it's normal.
I think that, I know that every election we say this, but I mean it, that we could have record turnout. I think this is such a polarizing election with 2 very different candidates.
Yeah. You're right. I think there will be. But I was encouraged by the one lady who sounded like maybe she smoked a couple packs of Marlboro before she did that interview, that Donald Trump told her to show up early. And by golly, she did. I mean, I hope that message is getting out. Don't be afraid to go early. I'm with Kim. Kim said this yesterday. Couldn't agree with her more. I feel patriotic when I go to the voting booth on election day and vote. I feel I've done my duty. But if just because I did it a day or two early doesn't mean, I mean, I like being out there among the people, but what if you show up on election day and you've got some time constraint? Either plan right now not to have a time constraint, or if you think there's a possibility that you will, that you might not get to the polling place until 6 o'clock and the polls close at 7, go the day before. Go 2 days before. 2 days before would be Sunday, because this will be on a Tuesday. Go the previous Friday, because after October 22nd, you'll be able to vote in person without an excuse early in most polling places in Missouri and Illinois.
Are people still giving the stickers out? People love the sticker.
Yeah, so you can still get your
sticker. They can post their picture. You know what you can do? Whip out your phone and play the national anthem as you're walking into that polling location. Yeah. And then you get that sticker and you take your picture and you can still feel patriotic. That's what I'm telling myself.
I'm with you. And I hope that people will do that. I really do, because the ballot is long. And the people in front of you who weren't as smart as you and didn't download the Mark Cox Voter Guide and know how they're going to vote before they get there are going to take 45 minutes or an hour to fill that out. The lines will be huge. Avoid that by voting early.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be back in just a minute. Well. I want to play something for you. I want to take you back a couple of weeks to the presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And the important thing to know about this is that, once again, Donald Trump got fact-checked repeatedly during that debate. And this was one of the times when that happened. Listen to this.
Crime is down all over the world except here. Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. But
FBI defrauded statements. They didn't include the worst cities. They didn't include the cities with the worst. Crime is down.
Yeah,
all over
yeah. So he gets fact-checked by David Muir. Mr. President, you know that the FBI says crime is down. And he goes, no, it's not. They're lying to you. Why do you believe that crap? But, of course, the debate went on, and Kamala's over there smirking at him like, crime is down. It's been down during our administration. And then this headline yesterday. One is from the New York Post, the other the Washington Examiner. Many in the media will simply ignore it. The FBI quietly revises crime statistics and reveals a rise in violent crime now that the 2022 crime data has all been collected. Guess what that means? Donald Trump was right and David Muir was wrong. Because David Muir's default position is to believe whatever garbage the Biden-Harris administration and the deep state feed to him. Because they are useful idiots for the people in power. I'm sorry, but everybody knows this. Donald Trump knows it. They for years have not included crime data from cities like St. Louis in many cases, where the way they categorize crime in the city is different than the way the FBI categorizes crime. Right? So if there are 50 car break-ins at a lot down here by Enterprise this weekend during a hockey game, it will be recorded as one incident, not 50. So the crime, we don't even know how high the crime rate might be because they don't categorize these things properly. And then the FBI doesn't take it because it doesn't fit the way they categorize crime. So lo and behold, here are the new crime statistics from 2022. An investigation by Real Clear Investigations found that the FBI quietly updated its 2022 crime stats in September, showing that rather than a 2.1% drop in violent crime as originally reported, the United States actually experienced a 4.5% rise in violent crime. The new data set showed thousands more murders, rapes, robberies, and aggravated assaults. The 6 percentage point change is unprecedented in recent FBI statistic reporting, according to William and Mary professor Carl Moody. I have checked the data on total violent crime from 2004 to 2022. There were no revisions from 2004 to 2015. From 2016 to 2020, there were small changes of less than 1 percentage point. The huge changes in 21 and 22, especially without an explanation, make it difficult to trust the FBI data.
people, I feel like, accuse conservatives of always wanting to deny some of this information that comes out from, in this case, the FBI. Well, this is it. This is the reason. This is why we're saying these things that the left wants to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? 6 months later, that ends up being fact.
Well, what happened with the jobs reports?
Oh, well, Mark, it was only like, what, 18, what was it? 818,000.
Yes.
Yeah. Just a small, you know, few jobs here and there, almost a million. No biggie.
I love the headlines. The FBI quietly revises 2022 crime data. The smugness of the mainstream media in this country to swallow hook, line, and sinker whatever the government tells them, unless it's Donald Trump, is concerning. You talk about a danger. You talk about an enemy within. I don't know how you avoid the conclusion that if you've got somebody who's basically a talking head for whatever the government feeds them, you're talking about Pravda. You're talking about what happens in Russia or Venezuela, where the media is completely state controlled. They don't report things that the government doesn't want them to report. Now, there are clearly occasional exceptions to that. But for the most part, we know the Biden administration working with big tech companies who are at the time were all on board with them at Twitter and Facebook, Meta, whatever you want to call it, Google, YouTube, to suppress stories they didn't like. Stories that ended up being true, like the laptop, like ivermectin. The list goes on and on and on. And Kamala Harris got her most angry yesterday when you ask her that they're lying to the American people. This is the president of the United States. He's not supposed to describe an enemy within. There are clearly people in this country who do not have your best interest or my best interest at heart. And many of them are feeding false information to the gullible mainstream media who are happy to repeat it because they support the other side. Wake up. Wake up. Take it all with a grain of salt. Because you got to know if it's coming out of David Muir's mouth, it's probably something the Biden and Harris administration wanted to come out of David Muir's mouth. We're going to be back with Tom Ackerman right after the break.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us this morning, back off the the sick list, right? Glad you're feeling better, my friend.
Yeah, I did work, though, through it. I don't know. The voice never left, but bronchitis, man. Bronchitis is tough.
That's serious.
But I got to do some sports from home. I did the show at home on Sunday. I did the show Monday and Tuesday, Total Information AM, from the basement doing sports.
And with us.
And with you. Yeah, so I was able to do it, but, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, doing the full show I did yesterday, and that was the first time I had done that. I could not have done that Tuesday, but I did it yesterday. It was good. Yeah. Saturday, I knew I was in trouble because I couldn't get out of bed, but what timing. I mean, college football all day long.
That's rough.
That was not bad.
Just rough.
Not a bad deal.
That's
true. So
I was just looking at a preview of number 19 Mizzou playing Auburn coming up, right, mm-hmm, this weekend. And that'll be a big one.
It should be a good game. Auburn's not very good. They're 2-4, 0-3 in the league, but they're desperate. You know, when you play a desperate team like that, like, they have to win to save their season, basically. They can't go 2-5. And Hugh Freeze, there's a lot of pressure on them. You know they have some talent. And Missouri has not been able to blow out anybody except UMass and Murray State and Buffalo. You know, they've played close games. BC challenged them. They got it done. Vanderbilt, it turns out to be a pretty good team. They got them in double overtime. Then they get smoked at Texas A&M. They come back, play a nice, solid game. But, man, did they dodge one. I mean, Luther Burden almost got his head taken off. He ended up, it was a high throw by Brady Cook. Just not a good throw. A dangerous throw to the best player on your team, one of the best in the country. He falls, hurts his left shoulder. He's been in non-contact jersey during practice, but is expected to play Saturday. You lose Luther Burden, your season's done. I mean, he is the best player on the field every time you take the field,
yeah.
Except maybe when they play Alabama. They've got some good ones.
I heard Coach Drink say he just does whatever we need him to do.
He's unreal. I mean, yeah. You know, we talked about it last week. Get him the ball. I mean, at least let him run it. Something. So what is the first thing they do against UMass? They run a jet sweep around the left side, and Burden takes it to the house for a 61-yard touchdown. And if you watch the play, there's no blocking on the play at all. I mean, this is just all Burden just weaving through people like they're traffic cones. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's an incredible player. He's going to be a great NFL player. One of those guys who will excel in the NFL at yards after the catch. That's where he makes his money in the NFL. He will make the catch, and he's going to make you miss. He's going to use his size and to break tackles. He is remarkable. He really is.
I noticed, because I noticed these things, Kentucky's Midnight Madness the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I know the preseason SEC rankings are out. And, you know, again, the preseason college basketball rankings are out. Kentucky several notches below Indiana, so I want to give you an opportunity to brag about that.
Well, I will say Kentucky will be fine.
I know you say that every time.
They're loaded. Yeah. The SEC is loaded.
Alabama's number one, right?
Alabama is two. Kansas is number one.
Okay. All right.
I will say this is the best Indiana roster that I have seen in over a decade. This is a very, very good Indiana roster. Now, whether they'll be able to play together and stay healthy, but I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, they got the Arizona transfer, Umar Ballo, 7-footer. He is
really?
Oh, he is big time. I mean, he is a scorer, rebounder. He'll be in line for Big Ten Player of the Year. And if their backcourt can do what I think they're going to do, handle the ball, shoot threes, that's going to be a really good team. Really good team.
I saw your tweet the other day that said something about, it was a really sweet picture of your family, and it said something like, well, nothing was good about that game for the Blues home opener except for this picture.
Oh,
were they at the game?
Yeah. I was just showing the picture to Carl. Here it is.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, see, that's a sweet picture.
Is our camera on? Yeah. I don't know if you can see that.
Nice.
But
it's actually the clearest thing in there.
Oh, okay. It was nice. You know, not being able to go to the home opener, you know, was a bummer, but the game didn't go so well.
Dude.
A lot of things didn't go well. You know, they had a couple of goals taken away from them. One of them, early whistle. Kyrou probably should have been credited with that goal, but an early whistle, it's a judgment call there. Suter had one taken away, but it was just a hair too late. But otherwise, you know, Nick Leddy, who now has what they're describing as a lower body injury, let a couple of guys go by him. You know, the Blues missed a lot. Robert Thomas whiffed on a couple of chances. Yeah, they just had a bad game. But it was really great to get the pick. It was my wife and daughter, my youngest daughter, got to go to the opener. So.
Are you going tonight?
No, I'm not going tonight. But I'll be there.
I'm going tonight.
Are you? Oh, yeah, I know that, Mark.
Carl. Good.
Yeah.
There'll be lots of Van Halen played in the bumper music tonight.
I played Mas Tequila on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Are they supposed to beat the Islanders tonight?
I don't know. You know, we'll see. It's the NHL. I mean, I don't know what to make of the Blues yet. I can't say that they're a great team or not a great team. I mean, they've trailed in every single game. I mean, mm-hmm. They've come back in a couple of those games, but you know, they're 2-2, and that's about where they are. There's a lot of uncertainty about them from my perspective. They will play them, and they'll play Carolina on Saturday. So they get challenged by a couple of Eastern Conference teams, and we'll see where they are. But you know, I love the fact that hockey's back. I love the fact that Carl's back in there, that the building's going again. It's a good thing.
Meet me
Carl's
in St.
happy.
Louis.
Carl was wearing his hardware the other day, is showing off that ring from the Stanley
2019.
Cup.
2019.
Nice.
That was such a cool experience to cover that. I was still at Channel 4 at the time.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I hope we get one of those experiences again, and I'm not feeling confident about it so far. It's still early in the season, but
That was their last of their run on KMOX that year, and so we just ate up every second of it.
The last game on KMOX was them winning the Stanley Cup.
It was incredible. It was absolutely storybook.
We went Blues.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we cried. I mean, it was just incredible.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places.
He was not supposed to be on mic.
I know he wasn't. It was still great.
He wasn't. You know the story behind that, right?
I do.
No, I don't. I don't
quick
think.
Story. So Kelly Chase told me that he was with Brett, and Brett's like, come on, buddy. let's go up there. And Chase is like, no way.
And he Brett was just, told not to go up
Brett
there.
Just goes up on stage and takes the mic and starts going because nobody was up there at the time.
Yeah.
And so he just takes the mic and starts talking. And Chaser, Doug Armstrong came up to Chaser and Curbs and a couple of other guys like, you got to get him off stage. And they were like, no way. We're not getting him off stage. And they, you know, they asked the police who were standing there like, how did he get up there? Like, I don't know. It's Brett Hall.
It's Brett Hall. We're not going to stop him.
Yeah.
So he didn't know.
It turned out to be an incredible memory.
It did. You know? Tommy, thank you, man. Now you got to go.
See you guys.
All right. Thanks. All right. Here you go.
Glory, glory, Gloria, Gloria, I think I got your number, Gloria.
See, when he was a player, he would burn off all that alcohol the next day.
Oh, I see. But
now that he's not a player, vodka goes right through
you. Oh, my gosh. Those are great memories.
I mean, you can't think of, I hate to say it, but you cannot think of the win that year for the Blues without thinking of that moment.
You can't. No.
Gloria and we went Blues. Yeah.
And of course, you know, it was a goal of his all through his career, obviously.
To do it here.
Right. To do it here and not to.
And then he cheated in Dallas and got one there.
Whatever. But still.
It still counted.
Still a classic moment for Blues fans there for sure. All right. Coming up, we are going to get to In Other News here in just a couple of minutes. Next hour. You won't believe what's going on. The Parkway School District took a little Freedom of Information Act, a little sunshine on their documents over there to find out just how much discrimination goes on a daily basis through these DEI programs. It's a head shaker. Our friend Nick Schroer, state senator, is going to join us about 7:22 to talk more about that. We'll be back.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Got some bad news. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne, he was 31, was found dead outside his hotel room in Buenos Aires, Argentina, after falling from his third floor balcony. Local police confirmed the incident, stating they were called to the Casa Sur Hotel in Palermo after reports of an aggressive man, possibly under the influence of drug or alcohol. Payne suffered serious injuries from the fall and was pronounced dead at the scene.
They think the aggressive man threw him off the balcony? What's the story?
I think he was the aggressive man. Yeah, I think I think he was probably high or drunk or something.
Right. His former girlfriend had put a cease and desist notice on him. He's 31 and she's 23.
Well, there was a picture.
He was stalking her.
Well, there was a picture I thought that was
allegedly
posted minutes before he fell to his death of him with his current girlfriend or something like that in the hotel room, like a selfie, and he was shirtless.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Somebody said he was on Snap like just before it happened. Mm-hmm.
Ethan, so if he's dead, you don't have to say allegedly anymore.
Oh, well.
You can say whatever you want.
I'm not sure. I'm just covering Carl's family.
Not going to sue us.
No, they're
well,
not.
Well, they might. You never know.
So, I know, right?
So has he identified as that? Or
identified as dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not,
I'm pretty sure.
These days, you have to check.
Not a big One Direction fan. I know in the boy bands they all sing. Was he like the lead singer?
No, they were all lead singers.
They were. I know.
But then they separated when? A few years ago? And went
many,
on, they
like
all did
10.
Really? Hmm. Oh, yeah. I've never been a One Direction fan.
I saw them
fan
at the Dome.
I mean, I knew that song, that mm-hmm one song you played.
That's
probably
hit
about it. So.
And then Harry Styles used to be in One Direction. He's the biggest.
But
yeah,
he went
I
in, he went
know
in
that
another
name
direction.
Well, Mark, that deserved it, but I'm bummed.
Yeah, but
does it?
All right, that's okay.
All right, I'm going to hopefully pronounce her name right. Carl was coaching me on this, and I'm probably still going to mess it up. Cynthia Erivo.
Yes.
She criticized a fan-made alteration of the Wicked movie poster that basically obscures her face, calling it deeply hurtful. The edited poster replaced her direct gaze with an image resembling the Broadway Wicked art, where Ariana Grande's Glinda whispers to Elphaba.
Even Mark knows that.
Yeah, I have not seen
I've
this.
I've never heard of that.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
Never heard that name.
You've never heard of Wicked?
I've heard of Wicked. I've never heard of that.
Elphaba?
I've never heard the name of the Wicked Witch.
Okay, all right.
Galinda.
All right, go ahead.
I don't Glinda.
Nope, yeah. It's Galinda.
Galinda.
She just becomes Glinda in the second act.
Well, I'm going to go with Glinda from the start.
So now everyone who's excited about the Wicked movie, Just remember, they're not publicizing this. It's Wicked Part 1.
Yeah, I knew it was a two-parter.
They're doing the first act in the first movie, the second act in the second movie. But they're not promoting that. So people are going to go, that's it?
And then what, take 5 years to come out with the second one?
They filmed them both at the same time. So, but next year. But it's weird that they're not saying, hey, by the way, this is in two parts.
Have they let you preview it?
No, in December.
Well, it'll come out soon enough.
So the whole point of that story was that she is mad because somebody did a retouch-up of the poster to make it look more like the Broadway poster, and she thinks it's hurtful because her face was obscured because that's how it looks on the...
Because it's a drawing of the picture, but I understand her hiding her face.
Yeah. I think she's soft.
But bring out the tiny violin.
Yeah, thank you.
It looks like SpaceX has filed a lawsuit against the California Coastal Commission, accusing it of political bias and blocking the company's attempt to increase rocket launches from the Vandenberg Space Force base. The lawsuit claims the commission's opposition is based on a disagreement with SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's political view. The commission, which regulates the land and water use along the California coast, ruled that commercial space launches must comply with its permitting authority.
Oh, my goodness. Of course they're targeting for that reason. They hate the fact that he endorsed Trump. You see that rocket land the other day?
It was fantastic. We talked about it while you were gone.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny. I saw a quote from Elon Musk, and he's like, you know, I'm sending rockets to Mars and all these things, and you guys expect me to be a normal dude? You know? I mean, he's weird. I think everyone would agree with that.
I saw one of them with the camera mounted on the side of the rocket, so I've seen it from every angle. But this one, you can actually see the rocket slowly going down and the arms grabbing it. I mean... That's just mind-blowing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it was cool. Some Black Friday news for all you Taylor Swift fans. Target is partnering with Taylor Swift for exclusive releases, including the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour book and the Tortured Poets Department The Anthology album on vinyl and CD. You can get the book. It's going to be about $40. The album containing 35 tracks, priced about $18 for CD, $60 for vinyl. These exclusives will be happening on November 29th. That's when you can start.
Yeah, no. Another reason not to go to Target, Kim.
I know.
Another reason not to go to Target.
I'll out myself. It was like, a year and a half, 2 years, I didn't go to Target. I went back for the first time. I had to return something, and I've gone back a couple times since.
Ouch.
It's fine. I admit to it.
Yeah, it's better than Walmart.
But honestly, here's the problem. So many of these companies are corrupt. Amazon, Walmart, Target. I mean, you name it. There's something I could find with each company. Yet DEI, all sorts of nonsense. No, Walmart's done some sketchy stuff, too.
Walmart's done the Cronkies. Or the Waltons.
Not even just that. They've done other stuff I don't agree with.
A Royal Caribbean International passenger is suing the company and a former crew member after the employee allegedly hid cameras in her cabin bathroom.
That's nice.
The class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of the guests identified as Jane Doe and all other similarly situated passengers. This happened on Tuesday. The guy's name is Arvin Joseph Marisol, a former stateroom attendant. He was capturing images of guests while they undressed and engaged in private activities.
I think that's going to become a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because now everybody who's ever been on that ship will claim they too were recorded. Think about it.
Wouldn't it be the attorneys who have to watch that footage now as part of it, right?
Yeah, so now
other people are watching it. I mean, talk about trauma.
Coming up, we're going to talk to State Senator Nick Schroer about some of the DEI policies at a major local school district.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.